Blog Talk Radio.
La Dora.
Yeah.
Keep this shit to you.
Keep saying all the right shit.
Listen to
the love. Can't help us like that shit.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Do you want me for me?
Yeah.
Is you gon' keep it G? And if I fucked up,
fuck
you
up.
Gon' stay or leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'ma play the field if I sense you playing me.
Yeah.
I'ma keep it real, the only way I know to be.
Yeah.
You know it's me, stopping through a grocery.
Yeah.
Making sure you eat, looking at how it's supposed to be.
Real nigga,
you a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I'ma roll you weed.
Yeah.
Hello. Treat a nigga like a king. Know what I mean? Shout it, it's a small thing. Fuck it, they all lame.
Hey,
you thinking it's all game? Nah, it's real talk. Fuck around and fell in love with a boss. I just love the way you walk. Country slang when you talk. Shout it, slick hood. She with the shit, just misunderstood. One of the truest, but Lord knows I can't trust her.
I can't trust her.
You must take me for a buster. You know I love you though. That's why I fuck you slow. Slow down, what you rushing first? Where you gotta go? Nowhere, time, your hell. I need that so deal. She keep it so real. I gave her half, she want the whole bill.
Damn.
Told her mama hold a wheel. Hard for me to steal with that mouth. I call it roadkill. That shit gave a nigga shit. The whole city.
If I fuck up, you gon' stay or leave. See, I'ma play the field if I sense you playing me. I'ma keep it real, the only way I know it to be. You want me for me, you gon' keep it G. And if I fuck up, you gon' stay or leave. Hey, I'ma play the field if I sense you playing me. Hey, I can keep it real, the only way I know.
Think of me, think about us since I enter my say. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this bay. And you sit around and you kick the blase splay. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite made. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be.
Damn.
If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are where you be. Say, he the type of nigga that's hella cheap. Take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep. Try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Always free.
Love is always free.
Love is always free.
Love is always free.
trust in you for real. Everybody needs love, that too. I would never want nothing tainted. Wait a minute, what you feel? Fainted if your loving was tainted.
True.
I know true love's hard to find. Just let it find you
for real.
If you found love, then keep it
real.
Keep us from being tainted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Shago. What's going on, man? You know, I meant to do that like 10 episodes ago, man. I meant to do the mystical a long time ago, man. Damn. But anyway, man.
Right.
I'm excited, bro. Everything is good, man. You know, ATL is what it is. You know, you got the political party and all that shit going on right now. But we not going to talk about that, man. We here for Freaky Damn Friday, man. I'm excited, bro. What's going on in your way, man? What's going on in Maryland?
Same thing, man. Same thing. Everything political. So the focus and change is all about, you know, the political stuff. But I'm tired of that part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's Freaky Friday. We're not gonna dive into that tonight.
None of that.
For those of you who probably missed the last 2 weeks, we kind of switched up the show. We've been having guests on every week. We'll probably go another couple of weeks with this. I'm liking how this is going. It's been dope.
Yeah.
We got another special guest tonight. You know what I'm saying? The last two been dope. I mean, it been fun, man. They definitely was great sports. The callers were great sports. They even had questions
True.
For us. So, it's been dope, man. You got some tricks up your sleeve tonight, GG.
Man, you know, always keep two in the chamber. You understand me, man. So you know, there's always a twist. So the ladies that jump on here, and let me ask you this, Tom, before we go, man. Now, we've had all ladies, right? We've had all lady guests. Now, do you think we should bring in one more brother, man? Do you think that's something that everybody can handle, man? Three brothers on here just going in and, you know, seeing if they can handle all that testosterone, because, you know, two of us is a lot. You get three of us on here, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. But we're going to have some fun tonight, man. The ladies that have definitely graced us with their presence have been very remarkable women, man. You know, that they're ambitious. You know, they're entrepreneurs. They even, you know, created different platforms for themselves, man. So, you know, that's very impressive, and it's good to have that type of energy, and it's good to have that, you know, those type of individuals that can also inspire. Because, you know, we just don't shoot the shit on here, man. We shoot the shit, but we don't just shoot the shit on here. You know, we really deal with some serious topics that a lot of people are typically uncomfortable talking about them. And so, you know, we've created a space to where, you know, we make it, I don't want to say too seamless, but we make it very easy and open, man, to talk about these subjects. Otherwise, you know, folks may be going at it, man, if they start talking about the things that we talk about, especially some of the shit that we've been going in on, man. It's been pretty intense, especially towards the end of the show. Tone, it's been getting really intense towards the end of the show, man. It's like, yo, it's like, you know, the fourth quarter, man. You know, 10 seconds left. The game's tied. Well, no, game's not even tied, man. We down two. We need a three. It's been
I think they warm up. I think they warm up. Yeah. I think as the show go on, the ladies warm up, and then they just start going in. And the good thing is, like, we've been getting a lot of the guests been from, you know, different parts. We had the first guest was in Atlanta. The second guest was in New Mexico. And I'm about to bring on the third guest right now. She could tell y'all where she's from, what she do, and then we could jump right in. So here we go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Carla, you with us?
Hey, yeah. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's happening?
Nothing much.
Nothing much. Just chilling.
Yep. How about y'all?
Ready to get all up in your business?
How you look?
That's fine.
But how you love that? Listen, we...
Go ahead, Gigi. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we appreciate you jumping on here. We know that that you've been anticipating, you know, and it's interesting because we know that in your head you're probably already thinking, you know what, I know what they're going to talk about. I'm ready for these brothers. It's nothing. But please believe, you know, this is a very, very unscripted, you know, blog talk radio. So we vibe and we go off of the energy and the vibe. And a lot of times that's what really gets things going. So we're glad that you're bringing the energy. You know, we're going to let you do your self-intro and all that, but we just first want to acknowledge you. We appreciate you being on here and your time. I am Gigi After Dark, and, of course, you know, GEI Tone. Everybody knows that guy, and we're happy to have you. So we want you to do a quick intro, you know, your name, whatever you want to share about, you know, what you have going on and what you do. So we appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me. My name is Portia 911. People who know me real personally know I'm Portia. I'm from Virginia, but I live in Memphis, Tennessee. And, of course, half of the world knows that I model, so that's not nothing new. But... thank you all for having me, and I'm ready for whatever questions y'all got. I hope y'all ready for my answers. That's the question. Are y'all ready for my answers?
That's what I'm talking about. Tone, I like where we're going already, Tone. I'm liking the vibe.
She's starting early. She ain't waiting till the end.
Yep. I'm with all that.
That's what's up. Okay. Gigi, last week I started it off. I'm gonna let you start it this week. Let's go.
Okay. All right. So let's do it. All right. So let me first just make sure that it's very clear. This show is unscripted and it's uncensored. So you don't have to hold back in your responses. And of course, you know, we're not gonna hold back on our direct question. So that being said, you know, let's do some light work, all right? So typically, what is the main attraction of a man? Like, what do you look at? You know, what do you pay attention to the most when meeting a man that you're attracted to, of course?
Well, for me, I love a man or person, it don't have to necessarily be a man, in uniform.
Yes.
That's sexy to me.
Okay.
Like, I love a uniform. So that's one of the things that attracts me to a person.
Okay.
On a regular day.
What about an orange uniform? Is that okay too?
No. Hell no.
Okay. All right. You know, gotta cover all bases. I ain't know if you was fed life. It's cool.
Nah, those days are long gone. Nah,
okay.
I'm straight on the orange uniform. That was a good question, though.
Hey, I got to cover all bases. You understand me?
You right. Okay. That was a good question. So now they will know. Like, nah, she ain't with that.
Okay. Fair. So did you want to expound on that? I know that you said, you know, uniform is important. is very attractive, right? Uniform is very attractive.
Yeah.
So whether that's military, whether that's any type of professional uniform, I mean, Target, the Target polo, no problem.
It's okay.
Gigi is crazy.
I didn't even think of that. But, I mean, that's cool, too, though. That's cool.
All right.
But
okay.
after uniform, I think teeth. Teeth are important.
Yeah.
Very important. So,
yeah,
those
teeth.
Are,
definitely
like, the two main things for me. Yeah. What about
okay.
y'all?
All right. Okay.
Oh.
A question right off
that's
the bat.
Yeah, because I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. We playing racquetball, this motherfucker. Well, let me go ahead and get it popping. Tone, you know, I'll go real quick. You
go
know
ahead.
What?
Knock it out.
I've learned. I'm an older guy now. I'll be 45 in October. So, you know, for me, I've evolved as a man. So initially, you know, what attracts me when I see a woman is going to be her energy, how she commands the room. You know, I think that's really dope. So I guess that's a part of her confidence and her self-esteem. That will be the
yeah.
first thing, because that will keep my eyes on her. Then while
uh-huh.
I'm looking at her, and I think I said, Tone, I think I said this a couple of shows ago, you know, I go back and forth with the ass and the breasts. Like, I think I'm at the point to where she, you know, if she has a nice proportionate, you know, then that'd be cool, man. But you know, I do look at her curves, man, and that seems to keep my attention. But you know, first and foremost, like I said, her energy, her confidence, gonna be the first thing.
Yeah.
And then you know, while I'm looking at it, if we make eye contact, you know, really that energy is what's gonna do it. Because whoever she is, or whatever, and what makes her who she is as a woman, is really what's gonna draw me in. You know what I'm saying? So I can't, you know,
yeah.
can't really just say large. But I mean, I like donks, I like booties, and I like chests and stuff like that. But if she's slim, then that's cool. She's medium sized, if you know, she's voluptuous. You know, whatever makes her who she is, and then when she owns it, that's really what's gonna be the main attraction for me.
Yeah.
So I'm not as superficial as I used to be, but you know, I'm still getting better at it. What about you, Tom? Since she's playing flapjacks with us, man.
Yeah, I guess the vibe, like you said, just watching her vibe, her confidence, and then after that, you know what I'm saying? Well, upon first look is body. Like before I get to say anything or anything like that, it's body. Like I like a booty, so that's what I'm looking for first.
Yeah.
But then, you know, she got to have conversation. Like, she got to be able to know how to talk and, you know, be a good vibe, good energy, and then we can go further from there. So I'm kind of
yeah.
feeling the same
yeah.
thing, like Gigi said.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's go into the next question. What makes sex amazing for you?
Let's see. I don't know, because I'm like a real dominant person. I guess if I have control of the situation, and then like that's right there, just it for me, I guess. Like, what you finna say?
I was gonna say you being in control.
Yeah, because like I don't know. Cause let me see. I guess it is like control
it was
for me.
Chest.
Cause like okay, I guess like I don't know. Me being like I don't know. I just cause to me, to be honest, like sex is a sport to me. Like it doesn't like it's. I get off just knowing that I'm getting the other person off. I guess. If that makes sense to
nice.
You.
Yeah, definitely. That makes a lot
like,
of sense.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, for me, head is for people that, like, who can't get wet. That's my personal opinion, though. So I don't want to offend, you know, People were like,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's just me. That's just me. Like, I don't care about head. Like, and I like to be on top. And I just got to be in control of the situation. And I'm fine.
Yeah.
That's just
me. I get that. You know, Tone and I, you know, we go back and forth on certain things, but when it boils down to it, everybody has their own preference. So I actually feel you. Tone, remember I was saying that, you know, if a brother goes down, he don't need to be down there all day long. All he needs
to
do
is
a couple of licks to get to the to the center, right?
Yeah,
and then get
like,
to it.
Kiss. You only have to leave just like a little two or three kisses and then come on back.
That's
come
right. Just acknowledge the kid, right? Hey,
I
know you there.
Like,
I'm gonna be right in there in a minute.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to be down there for like hours and hours. Like, cause I'm at while you down there, I'll be in on top. Like, okay, I'm ready. Like, you know. Bored.
You ready for the dick?
Yeah. Like,
she ready for the dick, man. You gotta give her what she want, man. You gotta give her what she want. That's good. So do you communicate that with your partner? Do you tell him like, yo, hey, I'm good on that. All right. So I need you to dive in now. Do you communicate that? During or before or even afterwards, like, look, you know, you ain't got to do all that, bro. I mean, you doing a complete handstand in the pussy, trying to eat it up. Like, you ain't got to do all that. Like, how do you communicate that to your partner?
I feel like it's understood because, like, for the most part, and it's a she.
Okay. All right. Come on.
And I think it's understood because, like, if you down there, then I'd be like, just come on, and you ain't even been down there for like 1 or 2 minutes, then I feel like that was understood. Like, I don't necessarily say it, but I feel like my actions show that, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when you get down there, okay, kiss, and then I pull you up, like, come on, you know, it's okay. Like, it's over for that part.
You should know. And Gigi, we always say that too. Like, I mean, well, you know, we go back and forth on that because you got to have a conversation about everything. And I just say, you got to just know. You just got to know when to move, when to do certain things. Like, the woman will let you know.
Yeah, because, like, it's simple as tugging on the person. Like, come on, you know, come on up. Because, like, if you stay after, like, that'll ruin the mood. So I just feel like kind of snugging, you know, kind of like a pull or, like, it's like, okay, come on, it's over. You know, I'm ready to do something else.
Okay, fair enough. Hmm. Let me piggyback off of this one. I don't want this one to count for my question, but let me piggyback. And those callers that are on there, you can go ahead and press 1 if you want to jump in. If you have a question for Portia, 911, then let us know. We can get you in. So the piggybacking off of that, I've always wanted to clear out this debate. When it comes to oral and the pleasure of oral, in your history, who has been better, a woman or a man?
If you think about
your best experience where you was running from it, all right? Think about that. Like, was that a guy or was that a woman?
A woman. To be honest, because by them being a woman, I think they know. You know what I'm saying? It's like we don't have.
They're treating you like they would want to be treated, right?
Exactly. And so by us, like, we don't have a penis, so we don't know how to, like, I don't know, not me, but like probably like certain girls, like, they don't know what if your teacher hit it. You know, it's different stuff that probably, I don't know, some people might just like the tip of it suck or kiss or whatever the case may be.
Right.
You know. You just never know, but because it's not a dude and a dude, it's a is a guy and a girl. So she doesn't know. And, of course, you don't really want to try to direct her because that is kind of a turnoff. But with this, like, the same sex, I guess, you know, like you said, they know what they want. And, you know, that's just that's just that on that, I guess.
Gigi,
hey, we appreciate that.
Yeah, the phone lines went crazy. I guess I want to hear these callers. So let me go down the list. It's a whole bunch of them. 1338 GI Radio. You on?
Hey, Gigi, this is Sharonda.
Hey.
I'm operating out of Atlanta. This has been an interesting call and interesting questions, I must say.
Yeah, you're right off the bat. Right off the bat, right?
Yes, you guys jumped straight to it. Like, when she said about not staying down there long, of course, my eyes had bucked like, what? But, but I guess it's one of those things. It's definitely one of those things to each its own. But intimacy means getting into me. And so get into me. If you go straight to the bed, you go have me. It's like anybody can do that. But to have a good experience, you have to think about and contemplate what made the experience a good experience. First off, mm-hmm. I'm a looker. I like clean face lines and hairlines and body. It just is. I want to touch something. When he hugs me, I want to feel it. All of that. So that.
Wait a minute. What you mean by that?
So
when you get a hug, you want to feel the wood. You want to know he rides.
I'm saying, If he takes care of his body, you're going to be able to tell it, because if he gives you a hug, you're going to be like, oh, okay.
All right.
For a guy, he's looking at shape and he's looking at curves. For me, that's the same. You want to see, can he hold your attention and all of that good stuff. So definitely that.
For sure.
But the whole sex part, you got to vibe with the person, because you can know a person. I don't necessarily have to be in control. I can take control.
Okay.
But I want to see if naturally the man unsuits you, how comfortable you are with, let's just see how it plays out, because then you pick up on things. You can go out and try to kick the best foot forward, and then you're too focused on that and not the actual thing in itself. So you don't want to get too into it like that. That's my whole little take on it. I won't take up y'all's time.
Okay.
So basically, so you saying you like foreplay?
Definitely some type of intimacy to get you there. My neck, my back, I don't care. It doesn't just have to be oral, but you definitely have to arouse. It has to, because remember, you won't have to go down there and get it wet if everything else did it. But if you did not, if you were not able to do that, then you're going to need to do something else. And, if you down there and you don't know what you're doing, I'm like you. Don't stay down there long. So if you feel me tap you up under the arm to pull you up, I'm ready. So if you ain't
there yet,
it's not going to be that. It's going to be one of those things that says, come on, you'll know it.
Okay.
So if the oral is not good,
but let me interject. So if the oral is not good, then it's okay to get to the penetration, or is it just a turn off altogether? And you got to find another way to kind of build that intensity back up. How does that work?
So I guess it's going to depend on how he started out, because if you got intimacy where there was rubbing, there was touching, there was feeling, there was some warmth, you got that thing just. Because naturally, you're a woman, so if you touch me the right way, then things are going to start moving anyway in that retrospect. If you go down and it ain't already, if you didn't, 9 times out of 10, if you put your hand, if you're rubbing and you touching, you already know whether it is or not. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody's vibing with you, their body is going to tell it. So if my body tells you that I am fucking feeling that, then do you. But if you see that I'm uncomfortable, you should be able to feel if somebody's relaxing. That tension, the legs are going to drop. This is head's going to fall back. You're going to know whether you have done that thing. Because my body, it's going to talk. And if it ain't talking, there's something off, because you shouldn't always have to get somebody wet by going down there. I do understand that. Now, I'm not negating oral at all because, hey, I love it. But I do understand that you should be able to, without oral, get her that way. That's just my thing.
No doubt.
And you're right. And whoever's around me, if I'm around them like that, I feel like I'm automatically sexually attracted to them. So, like, that's not even a thing. But it's like you said, it's to each his own. Like you said, everybody, all our bodies are different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's
so
really,
by that time,
and it's really trying different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, each connection is going to be unique anyway. But by the time his lips get down, he should be kissing, he should be touching water. Right? He's touching juices.
And the caller, what's your name?
My name is Sharonda.
Okay, Sharonda, this Portia. I understand what you're saying because I did skip out on this part. Maybe I went too fast or whatever, but, like, for me, my breath is a thing. Like, I don't, like, because head isn't a thing for me, but breath is. So if you own my breath, then it's on from there. Like, it don't even matter at that point. That's just me, though, like you said, to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would consider myself very sensitive, so touch in general. If you just touch in general, if you take your time, you shouldn't have to. It is what it is. So you'll know.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling you and you get to that point, please don't fumble the ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
right.
So size matter to you?
I ain't dropping nothing.
I'll help you. Jeez, you
see, I'm not even a size person.
Oh, I ain't even gonna say about that. I'm not gonna lie about that. I'm just gonna keep it a buck. Baby, it does. And then, okay, of course, how am I gonna know that it wasn't size? If you work it well, how am I gonna be able to determine if you got me where I needed to get to, and it didn't feel like we were playing recess or something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the toy box.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sharonda, thank you so much for jumping on here. Thank you guys
for taking me.
Enjoy. Thing off. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Thank you for calling in.
It's lit.
Thank you.
It's already lit, Tom.
Yeah, definitely is. do you want to get another question, or do you want to get another caller? Which one you want to do, Gigi?
Let's get another caller so that let's get another caller in, and we'll definitely try to keep the callers to about 60 seconds or so, 2 minutes max, so we can move along and we can get through these questions and then maybe catch some money on the back end.
Okay. 8485 GI Radio, you on?
Hey, yo, what up?
What's going on?
What's good? First of all, why are you laughing, man?
Yeah, this is my brother, so we should turn him off. I know
it's him. Hey, I am her brother. Hey, my name is Mike. I am her brother. Tell Sharonda to call me. That's number one.
Question though.
So how do you tell somebody, you know, what is your way of telling somebody that ain't it? You know what I mean? Like the vibe, and not even the vibe, but after it gets started, how do you tell somebody like, hey yo, this ain't even the way to go? Like, I'm talking about like 3 pumps in, you like, nah, yo, get off me, man. Like, you know what I mean? That's like, I can understand.
Okay,
that can go so many different ways. How would you do that though?
Toe.
That's legit.
For real though, like, because this is the thing though. That's a man's worst nightmare.
You talking about how would a woman tell a man to stop?
I'm just asking her in general. You know.
If a brother feels like he's doing his thing, right? Yeah. If a brother feel like he's getting some major strokes in, right? Like he hit walls in his mind. He hit walls. He hitting the bottom, right? He got you folded, and you ain't making no noise. You ain't moaning. You ain't doing a damn thing. Like, how do you make that transition? Do you let him bust and just be like, all right, one and done type motherfucker? Or
I'm mid-stroke,
how do you do that? Oh, you're courteous with yours.
I just let you go ahead, and then I won't talk to you ever again. It's over.
Yo, go ahead, old man.
you gonna know it was lame, because like I'm not saying nothing else to you. Ain't no good morning. Ain't no WYD. None of that. It's over.
Man. See, that's the type of shit that nigga pop up on you, man.
Listen. WYD got a new acronym. Weigh your dick.
Exactly. Oh, I don't want to have none of that.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
I'm not even gonna bust your ass right then and there. I'm gonna just let you go ahead and think what you thought, and then when you text me, I'm not responding. Period.
Okay.
Man,
I think a universal rule would be if, and I've mentioned this before on my platform, if she doesn't want another round, then you should know. Like even if you blow her back, you know, even if you do your thing, right? You know, she laying there, she can't move. Even if that happens, she still want more. Like y'all are just gluttons for punishment, right? So if she does not want a round two by any means, and there's time for it, then I think that's a good indication that that wasn't it. Is that fair to say, Portia?
Yeah, that's true too.
But then I hit
you with the what you about to do? Because that means you gonna get up out of here. You gotta go. Because I'm gonna call my homegirl and be like, girl.
Oh man. Like you said, that's the man's nightmare. That's the man's nightmare where he ain't get the job done.
I'm telling you, definitely, man.
Now you got to file for unemployment.
Yeah, sir. Because I know for guys, man, I know if we ain't feeling it, I know for a fact I done did it before. I go sit in the living room and turn the TV on. So you ask me what's wrong. I ain't feeling good. You need a ride to the crib.
Right.
Okay.
Hey man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. Porsche, I love you, man.
Thanks for jumping on.
I love you too.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you know it.
That's classic.
So he gonna sit in the living room.
Yeah. Just totally disregard what went down. You know,
yeah.
That's tough.
He does stuff like that though.
No pillow talk. no nothing. Okay.
He do the most.
So who is on? GG is on me or you?
It's on you, Tom.
Okay, let me ask this. I like this question. What's something sexual that you thought you would love but end up not caring for it?
Yeah, so think of an experiment that you've always wanted to try, or you finally tried it, and it just wasn't what you thought it was going to be.
Let me see. I don't know. That's a good question, though, because I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I don't know, because that's what I'm saying. Like, the only thing that, like, I don't know. That's a good question.
So was there any toys that you tried, or was it, you know, bringing in somebody else? You know what
every
I'm saying?
Toy never,
thought,
every toy never disappoints me.
Okay.
a muscular guy. Like,
and I'm not even trying to be funny, and I hope nobody is up here, but like a muscular person.
It's you. That's cool. Yeah.
A muscular person, like I be thinking, like, I was thinking, like, dang, okay, he's finna be, you know, like that. And then it's like disappointing every time.
Are you expecting him to pick you up? Are you expecting him to go deep? Are you expecting him to fold you up? Like, what are your expectations?
Yeah, go deep, have a bigger package. Like,
yeah.
Everything, I guess, is your, like, when you look at a person, it's just like, even if y'all looked at women who have really big booties and then you do it to them and it's like dry and it's like, ugh, and it's like, ugh. You see what I'm saying? That's how it is. Like, that was, I guess, they isn't a masculine person that's like, go to the gym and, you know, all that good stuff. And you thinking, like,
you
okay,
to be
so
super
they.
Super aggressive. Right?
Yeah.
Super aggressive,
like,
be able to handle themselves and do some things. Like, extraordinary.
Yeah,
stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a gladiator, right? You expect to get straight handled.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that didn't happen. it was like, nah.
it wasn't.
I guess that was the most disappointing times I had, I guess.
And you know what, Tone? That is legit. So let me give you the equivalent for a guy. Just like you said, Portia, just like you said, and Tone, feel me on this. So sometimes we look at a woman, right, and she do have a nice, plump derriere, right? So in our mind, or she might have a, you know, nice, you know, top. So in our mind, we're like, you know what? She going to be able to throw it back. Like, she going to throw it back. I'm going to be up against the wall because I can't get, I can't get, you know, I can't get it. I can't take it. And and she don't. Like, she don't know how to take the wood. You know what I mean? Like, she running.
Yeah.
And, you know, she won't stay in position. Or, you know, she can't ride, or, you know, she got the lazy ride. Like, she don't want to squat over it. So remember we talked about squatting over it versus just on your knees.
Yeah, that's not really even doing nothing on your knees though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we got to fuck her from the bottom. Like, look, something got
to
give.
Yeah, see, y'all still
you ain't working
to it. Exactly.
So that's fair. That's for Tone. Do we have any more calls, or we can move on?
Yeah, we got one. We got another caller. Let me get him on 0691 GI Radio.
Hi.
You on?
Hey.
Is this Gigi?
Yeah, it's Gigi. Is Tone? Is Portia? Is all of us, baby? We family tonight. Talk to me,
this
baby.
This is the Vanilla Squirrel.
nice. I'm glad you hopped on here. So, you know, you hear what we have going on. What you want to add to? How you feel about the content?
I don't know. I got anything to add.
Okay.
You're
well, listen,
so much more experienced in all this. I'm like, whoa.
Well, you know, the thing about it is it's we're experienced in having the conversation. You know, and I think that's what's important is if we could talk about this stuff because we're all still learning and we know that everybody is different. So when we hear other people's experience or lack thereof, it's just different perspective. That's all it is, you know, and so that's cool. So since you're here, right, since you jumped on and you pressed one, we got to ask you a damn question. Right?
All right, you can ask. I'll do my best.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask you this question here real quick. So what would be your top fantasy as a sexual experience that you have not experienced yet? What would be your top fantasy? Anything in the world with anyone at any time. What you got?
To be honest, okay. So I'm a breast woman. Like, I got some breasts.
I'm
and
glad to hear
love them to be given affection and attention.
Okay.
So I would have never probably entertained the idea of a threesome. But I think to have both sex at the same time would probably be the
ultimate. By two different people.
Wait.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I mean,
by two different people, right?
Yeah.
One on each breast.
Right.
Right? So would you prefer a man and a woman or two men on each breast?
I'm sorry, but I have my preference. Men. Mm-hmm.
Two men?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so nice.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, so
that's
how
dope.
Okay, so Tone and Gigi, so how would you feel about, so what, I'm saying, like, what would be your outlook on, and okay, let's say if she asked you to, speaking hypothetically, if she asked you to do it, like, you would feel a type of way? You don't feel like, because I know some guys feel like that's weird or, you know, whatever. So how would y'all feel about that if she asked both of y'all to do that?
All right, Gigi,
I'm glad Tone, it sounds like it's about to be a King Beef moment.
Listen, I've been running from this question for weeks, but the only way that I would do something like that, it would have to be like me and my brother. Like, nobody, like, it got to be me and my brother. Like, me and my brother, cool. But
okay.
Nobody else. Like, I'm not doing that. What about you, Gigi?
Tone, that is, hey, man, I'm proud of you, brother. I'm proud of you that you addressed the head on. Okay, so, you know, so for me, man, there's going to be a couple of variables in this thing here. Now, if you want that experience, right, then we can set that up. It just depends on what else you want, because for me, I got boundaries, okay? I'm the boundary guy. It ain't going to be just free-for-all. But something like that, yeah, I think that'd be a turn-on. Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Yeah. I
so what kind of boundaries? What kind of boundaries would you put in place with something like that?
Well, it's gonna have to be that experience. So you're like, look, you know, I want my breasts up by two different people, and be like, hey, so do you want me and a woman, or do you want me and another guy? So you say me and another guy. So I'd be like, okay, well that's all that's gonna happen. All right. So we gonna do that.
Okay.
You're gonna get your rocks off. And then Buddy got to exit stage left so I can get the pounding. And that's all it's going to be.
And see, and I was just about to ask that. I was going to say, so, after they turn you on, so then what do you do next, though, after they did that? Does one of them have to leave, or both of them going to still stay and participate, or what?
Yeah, what do you want after that? What do you want after that experience? And let me ask you.
The funny thing is,
I've never
ever verbalized that. So
okay, but you fantasize.
I haven't really.
So you haven't. So you haven't thought it. Oh, okay.
Right. So, but I would imagine, just the type of person I am, it would just be one. Like, the other one has to go.
Okay.
Oh, but that's not fair.
Me and my brother not coming.
It's fair.
Me and my brother not coming over there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. No, she got to finish thinking.
Well, she gonna get finished off, so that's never in doubt. It's just fulfilling that particular fantasy, and I think that's important because it's different for everyone. But I do have to ask you this, and again, I thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. Can you, or have you do you come off of your breast being sucked? Is that enough make you bust one?
Not without.
I thought I heard somebody say, "Oh yeah."
you need some
not
additional
without
stimulation.
Some type of stimulation.
Okay. Like what?
To the pussy. Like, I mean, not just that, I don't think.
Okay.
Like,
you need
your
clit rub. You need fingers inside. What else?
I think any kind of stimulation at that point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So a combination will get you where you need to be at. It got to be a combo of something.
Correct.
Okay. What about a toy?
I don't think that would just do it on its own. Hmm?
What about a toy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so a toy and your breast being sucked going to get you there.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like
you sound like you write this
like
down.
I feel like the climax for real is.
I'm always making mental notes, man. I'm always making mental notes so I understand.
I think the climax, like the big one, is inside penetration for me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Without, you know. That's always going to be the finishing move, the grand finale. But that's good to know, and that'll definitely get you there.
Like, that's why some women aren't that way, and that's why I can't ever imagine being with another woman. Because for me...
Yeah, because I'm not. Like, I don't have to have a penis inside me, to be honest.
Right.
That's just
me,
though. Like, I play with my toy, like, maybe 5 or 6
several
times
a day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, and I'd be straight. You know, I can say. And I'd be okay, though. So I'm just saying. But
okay.
Having something in you is a plus. But, like, it's not like a, you know, a major requirement,
okay.
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have to. Mm-hmm. I've had several different types of orgasms, but for me, the big one is the inside penetration.
Penetration. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, that's where the G-spot is, right? So if that's one of your biggest trigger points, then definitely. You know, so that makes sense. Everything else is more of your senses, but then actually kind of getting you there to climax will be more internal penetration. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So yeah, we get that. Plus, I want to thank you for jumping on here. You was a good sport. You did good.
Yep,
thank you. So we appreciate
you calling in. No problem.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you.
Ooh, listen, did we get 3 questions in? Maybe.
It's still
no, we
like,
did. We
it's
only
still
got
like,
two.
It's like 17 more callers. All right, I want to ask.
Are you serious?
This show is I'm serious. It's like 17 more people clicking in. I'm gonna ask one more question, and then I'm gonna try to get the callers in so they can talk to Portia and me and Gigi and wrap it up.
Right. We're gonna have to do 35-45 seconds. We're gonna have to make a time limit so we can get as many people as we can. So. Callers, as you're listening, shoot your shot, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to comment. We're going to give you about 45, no longer than 60 seconds, and we're going to have to time it because we're getting close to the end of the show already.
All right, so this is the next question. Portia, 911.
Uh-huh.
When you're doing your thing with somebody, do you like the lights on or off?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter to me because I feel like, I don't know, for some odd reason, and I swear to God, I promise y'all, I'm not cocky at all. I'm very humble. I swear to God. But, and I mean this in the humblest way, like, I really be turning myself on, though. Like, so when the lights is on, I feel like I'm a beast, you know, like, that's what it is, but like with the lights off, I feel like okay, you know, it's really about them.
So you don't mind. So do you actually kind of get things popping and let him watch? Like, would you just allow your guy or the chick? Do you just kind of allow them to look at you? You know. Play with yourself,
yeah,
and use
like,
a toy, or do that stuff like that. That's the pregame.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm sure people. Like, I'm not saying like everybody loves me for my personality. So yeah, like I put on, you know, when I get out of the shower, I get dressed or whatever the case may be, and, you know, I let them look at me. I don't mind. I don't know. It's like the lights don't bother me because I feel real comfortable in my body, I guess. So either way it goes.
So lights on. Lights on for you and lights on for them.
Yeah. I mean, because nobody ever says, like, we never think about that, I guess.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I understand that.
But,
yeah,
I mean, I got an
idea.
I got my, you know, the light that's on the wall that you flick open, then you got the little lamp on in the corner. So I got, like, two lights. So it's kind of, dim, you know, not dressed up or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Let me ask y'all this. Do you think that, and this for you, this for Portia and Gigi, and the next caller that's coming on, so listen to the question. Do you get more freakier when it's dark or when the light's on?
Oh,
it don't
know.
Matter. You just freakier, period. You going in.
Yeah,
dark.
Like I'm a whole Scorpio out here. Like I be in a car. I don't care. Like
that explains it.
I don't. Like it don't matter. I don't be caring what's going on unless it's something tragic. Then I'll, you know, make it an exception. But any other time, like, you might do something while we're in the store that just might turn me on, and then I might just, you know, head at the light, anything. You know, it's no telling with me.
Yeah, that's love. I dig that. Yeah. So briefly for me, because I want to get the callers involved as well. Briefly for me, unfortunately, my freakometer is very low. My freakometer is about a 0.05, right?
Why?
So with that being said, what's gonna have to happen is my partner is gonna have to be the freaky one, right? And so the thing about it is I don't mind being challenged. Like, you know, I just started choking in 2016. I just start choking women up in that, you know what I mean? Sexually, like that was my game, you know. So that just started happening. Now I've mastered it, but you know,
like,
that just started happening. So my free confidence is pretty low, however, I don't mind if the lights are on or off. I'm gonna do the same thing. Matter of fact, you know, I've become a candle guy. You know what I'm saying? I like, you know, two or three candles in the bedroom and just kind of let that candlelight give us just enough light to where you can see what you need to see. And then at the same time, you know, it's a sexy ambiance. And so it sets a pretty good mood. You know, just the light flat out on, you know, at 11 a.m., you know, that ain't really what's happening for me.
You know what I mean?
Like, turn the light down. Turn the light down, bro.
I mean, that's true, too. You got a point there.
You know.
You got a point.
Yeah, so I'm not just popping. Yeah, but I do like candlelight. I do like that natural light. Or, you know, a lamp that is, you know, you can has the dimmer on there. So I don't mind a little bit of light because, you know, I like looking at the chest, man. You know, I'm looking at the nipples, the areola. You know, I got to put the breasts together, suck both the nips at the same time, you know, so she didn't see me do that. You know what I mean? But ultimately, the freakometer is pretty low, man. So she's going to have to let me know, you know, what.
Okay, so by yours being low, right? So how does she know that she's doing what she's supposed to do?
In terms of what? Turning me on?
Yeah, like. Since you not saying you're not into it, but like it's low, so like it's like, so what you saying is kind of like, okay, we do it, we don't.
Well, nah. What I mean by the freakometer's low is like freaky things. Like I ain't the thumb in the ass dude.
Oh, like you ain't.
You gonna have to tell me to put my thumb in your ass.
Okay.
I'm not gonna volunteer and do that. You know,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Saying.
So it's gonna have to be some. It's gonna have to be some stuff. Now, but when it comes to actual sex, you know, different positions and that. Nah, I ain't talking about that. I'm just talking about some extraordinary activity.
Yeah, like when
you know
like,
what I mean,
like
ass
like,
eat. Okay, it ain't gonna be no ass.
Yeah.
I ain't eating no ass.
Why though?
I'm sorry. I'm not eating that. You're gonna have to literally maneuver your ass for me to accidentally eat it. I'm not going directly there. So
okay,
you're gonna have to slip and slide.
What if she wanna eat your ass?
Excuse me. She not doing that. I'm sorry, she's not doing that, man.
Well, what if you don't know though, if she just started doing it.
if she start doing that, I'm gonna pull her up. I'm a pretty strong guy. I'll pull her up, literally in the air. Like, hey, baby, this ain't what we doing this evening, or this morning, or this damn afternoon. B, none of the above.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. All right, let's get to it, man. We got what? We got a couple of callers, man. We're looking at. We're gonna go over the limit again, Tone. That's on you.
We already over the limit. Let's go. Let's get these
we
callers.
We really
on.
Are.
2748 GEI Radio. You on?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh no. Hi y'all. This is Candy. How y'all doing? But I didn't press to get on. I was just listening.
Well, you did
oh,
something.
Okay,
we
okay.
Can't pull you on.
Yeah, she pressed one.
Well, Candy, you in here now, so.
So I didn't have no questions or nothing. I was just listening.
So you got to answer that question, Candy. Lights on or off?
I mean, for me, it doesn't matter. Either way, I mean. I don't really care whether the light's on or off. I am freakier, yeah. Though, when there's, like, a mirror. Like, if I can see myself, that's everything.
That's what I'm talking about, Candy, right there.
I have an obsession with mirrors. Like, I just love them.
So do you got one over your bed?
Huh?
Do you have one
over
your bed?
Where's your mirror positioned in your bedroom?
I wanted to, but then I was like, nah, that's too. That's too,
like if
that's
it falls, because I was thinking
me.
That. I was thinking, what if it fell though? Because I really want one over my bed, but I'm like, what if it falls? I'm gonna be devastated.
Yeah,
when I got one
so
on my
devastated, dress. You'd be more than devastated. Your ass would be injured as well.
I know. Exactly.
That's tough. That's tough.
So
Candy was a good sport. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, me and my ex, we went to Cancun, and they had a mirror on the elevator, and we kind of got it in a little bit, but I was like, I don't know, that's legal in another country. But anyway, it was the best thing ever. So I might look into getting in on the ceiling, but like I said, that's kind of, I don't know.
I think they got something that will prevent it from falling, though, like, to be honest.
That's been a place for you for centuries.
I don't think it would be glass. It would be something else. It wouldn't be glass. It would be, like, something else, like, up there.
Yeah,
be
like those
yeah.
little fake mirrors. You know, the one
yeah,
that's not really glass.
Hit.
It's not going to be the same, though. Like, it's not going to be the same. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to
figure it out, though, Candy. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know, girl.
Please let me know. Well, like I said,
that's cool.
I don't really have any questions tonight.
Well, we appreciate you. As always, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And
we
got you coming up here shortly. What, about 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think
2 weeks,
so.
Right?
Yeah,
hey,
what
well, you better
is
know.
Is it the first of next month?
Yeah, it's the first Friday in September, so I believe that's
yeah,
the fourth.
First Friday in September, yep.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. All right, so I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, the mirror is
okay,
pretty
let's
dope.
Get this,
I do like
let's
that.
Let's get this next caller on 6880 GEI Radio. You on? Hello?
Where you at?
No, it sounds like we lost them.
Yeah. We got to keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Let's see this next caller. 2083 GEI Radio. You on?
What's going on, man?
Oh, what's going on?
You calling from a call center? I mean, what's going on? You
what's
good?
What's going on, man?
Hey,
so listen, right?
Hey,
what's up?
Everything's good, man. We appreciate you jumping in here real quick. Listen, since we got you on here, man, we're gonna jump right in. So, how do you feel about a woman licking your ass?
That's dead, bro. that's all the way dead,
okay.
Bro. That's all the way
okay,
dead.
Okay, but Tone and Gigi, why
no,
we
ain't no butts on that.
Listen,
joint. That's dead.
Listen. So, Tone and Gigi, y'all was just talking about a G spot. To be totally honest, y'all G spot is our butt. Period.
I don't need to ever figure it out though. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that to ever be known.
I'm just saying though.
I'm okay with that. Appreciate you. Thanks for the information.
You're welcome.
I don't need that part explored.
I'm just letting you know.
That's a hard pass on that.
So if you ever think somebody is like trash, they ain't trash because they ain't even tried that yet. See?
Oh, but then. Hey, I'm just gonna hit him with the Russell Simmons joint. You know what I mean? Thanks for coming out. God bless the night.
straight out swinging.
And that's that, man. Why would I do that? Cause
but check it out though, right? So I've been listening to the show, and I heard Portia talk about earlier that she said she had Her partner is a female, but she said she liked to get on top and ride. So my question was, so y'all strap on with it, or y'all like, you know what I'm saying, or y'all do that old scissor shit? I mean,
First of all, we do both, and yes, I do ride her. Then and yes, we do the whole scissor thing. Me, I like scissoring better than that, but you know. If that's what pleases her, it is what it is.
That's what's up though. Because see, my thing is, I had asked another female about the scissoring thing. They was like, it's whack. Like it don't really, you don't
it's
really
not,
get to
though.
What you need
I
to get
swear,
to.
I swear, I do though. I do.
Well, take us through that experience real quick, Porsche, because we want to know. we want to know where the stimulation. The major stimulation is it the fact that, you know, you guys are connecting and it's body to body, or is it, you know, juices flowing in both clits contact? Like, take us through that for us brothers to understand, because we don't understand.
I know, but see, that's what I'm saying. Like, even, and I don't even mean to get into this either because this has nothing to do with that, but I'm going to say, like, even like, okay, with my ex-husband, when we used to do it, like, we'll do
he
it.
Probably
and
listening.
Yeah, he might. And, like, we used to do it, you know, he had a penis. So we had sex, but afterwards, like, I would literally dry hump his penis or his leg. Like, I got off on that. So that's why, I guess that's what it is for me. You see what I'm saying? Like,
well, he's
hard
soft. So you're saying, did you dry, you humping the softy?
Soft,
it could be soft. You don't even care.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it
was. Yeah.
And that has
nothing
to do with the question you saying. But I'm just saying.
You just ready to go.
Right.
Yo, she don't care. She trained the dough, bro. She don't care.
I am. Oh, God,
If it's in the room, she on it.
Exactly. That's
okay.
You know, but
Okay, yeah, we'll take us through the ladies.
Huh?
Take us through the experience with a woman, though. Like, what is that about?
I guess it's
like, what is the biggest stimulation?
You know how Lil Wayne would say, you know how Lil Wayne said on one of the songs, he was like, I'm chest to chest with this bitch. You know, like, that shit for real.
Mm-hmm.
like, yeah.
Okay.
All that.
Lips to lips.
Yeah. Yep. Bump the bump.
Okay, there's multiple positions in the scissors, though, right? There's multiple positions, like, to make the coochie connect.
Not really. No? It depends on, I guess it really depends on the type of female you're messing with, though, because, like, If the female is a female, then I don't know how that works. But the female that I was like talking to, she was like a stud or whatever they call it. I don't know, because that was the first female I ever dated in my life, though. So
yeah,
you know.
Think about this position, though, and I'm gonna let you go, bro. I'm gonna let you say it, but think about this position. So you're uh-huh. you're on your back, right? You're on your back, and uh-huh. The person is pushing your legs back, right? The woman. Like, she can uh-huh. literally reverse cowgirl, and you guys can connect that way. Have you thought about that position? Does that make sense? Like, she can literally, like, have a seat. Like, I just thought about this position. I know that's crazy.
And I'm sitting here trying to think, too. Like, what? What you mean?
Tone, do you understand what I'm saying? So if she's on her back and your legs are up.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, there's two ways.
Okay.
She can straddle you, or she can sit in reverse to make contact, right?
Yeah.
Now you'll be folded like a motherfucker, right?
Yeah. But I guess since she's like a guy type, then that wouldn't happen, though. You see what I'm saying? It'll be more like, okay, what's your name, the guy that's up here?
Who, me?
Who's the guest caller? Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name?
Just call me one time.
Okay, one time. Okay, well, one time. She's probably not going to do all of that because she's not like a girly girl, I guess. So, like, certain positions you couldn't, like, have her, you can have her in.
Right. She don't want to feel like a woman being dominated. She wants to dominate.
Right. But
yeah.
But see, like, okay, so again, like, I've been listening to the show, right? So what is the proper term? Is scissor the proper term for it?
I would be saying bumping coochies. That's just me. I'm not in the community like that. Like, I'm not you. Like, you
okay,
and that. Like,
right,
you know.
Right.
You just do what
you
do
what
with
saying?
Your partner.
Yeah, like, I'm not in the community. So bumping coochie, right? Yep.
So bumping coochie, right? So check it out. So when you bumping coochies, right? I heard you earlier say, like, you know, for a guy, like, he don't need to be down that long. How long do you think y'all can just continue to rub that without somebody getting hurt?
It's not, though. I have had a situation where my little pelvic hurt for a little couple of minutes, but I'd be all right.
That's a solid catch, my brother. One time. That's solid.
One
time.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
solid.
You don't
like,
think
I,
that
I
y'all
just. I ain't gonna lie.
Just
I have had
looking at
joints
back and forth, back and forth.
No,
it's almost like getting rug burn on
that.
I mean, what
no,
if she drives, though?
No, it's
that's
not.
Like dragging it on a carpet.
No, you're not understanding because you have a penis. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're never going to get it because it's not all how you go into, how deep you going into it. It's not like that. I'm telling you, like, it's like your girl probably get off to me. I don't know about nobody else because we already discussed that. But, like, your clit is, like, the main thing. It's like, If you can get her rocks off from that, she really don't even need you to stick it in at that point. Some people do, some people don't. For me, like I said, mm-hmm. I have a toy that I play with all the time. I don't be hard up on no penis at all. I be straight.
If I can't sleep and I feel like I want to do that, I turn on porn, play my little toy, I'm off, I'm going to bed. That's just what it is.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, like I said, I just
one time, we appreciate it.
I just was
trying
to.
That was good.
Appreciate it, man. I just was trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I pay attention, so I just was trying to grasp the whole situation.
Yeah, scissoring is one thing because when I looked on porn, I did see that one time. So you do have a point there, but it doesn't take long for a female, depending on the female, how long it takes for them to get off. It don't take long, trust me.
Okay, that's what's up.
After a couple bumps, boom, everybody sleeping.
One time, we appreciate you, bro. Man, keep calling
appreciate
every week, bro. Keep calling every week,
man.
Keep
calling in, man.
We going to get you.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you.
All right, bet. Y'all be easy, man.
All right. I guess we'll do one more question and then we'll close the show. Gigi, do you want me to do it or you want to do it?
I'll let you finish it off. I'll let you finish it off and then I'll piggyback off of what you have.
Okay, so
because I like the direction we're going.
I don't think we got an answer to this yet. This question. What names do you like to be called during sex?
My name. My name.
Your name.
Portia. Yes, Portia. Like, I mean, ain't nobody finna. People who know me personally or intimately, they not finna be like Portia 911 anyway. But just being like Portia, like that shit does something for me. So, and my real like birth name is Portia. I just added the 911 to it once I got, you know, doing the modeling thing. So yeah, that's a major turn on for me.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. So finally. We always like to go this direction so we can get an understanding of, you know, people's experience in this arena. So how do you feel about the BDSM? How do you feel about the BDSM activity? And I'm not just talking about handcuffs, blindfolds. I'm talking about all out, you know, maybe a dominatrix, you know, a flogger, maybe a whip, maybe a swing, like, if you,
so what is what is BDSM? I've never heard of that.
Okay, so BDSM, and it's an acronym. I won't go all into it, but when you hear about people that like to feel pain or people that like to cause pain, you know, people like to be hit with paddles or with whips and, you know, the dominatrix like to put the leather on and command people to do something. That whole community of that side. And then that could even go into the kink side. And the kink is just, you know, different fixes. You know, some women like to, you know, have their wrists cuffed to their ankles. You know what I mean? And take it from the back. Like, you know, it's really real. So, you know, the question would be is if you was, you know, dating somebody, you was dealing with somebody, you knew it was going down. Like, you know, Friday night after we eat dinner, we going in. So you get to their spot and you go upstairs, right? You go upstairs and, you know, they open the door and you see a cage under the bed. Right?
Uh-huh.
You see a cage under the bed, you see handcuffs, you see masks, you mm-hmm. see all kinds of equipment. What would be your first reaction and what would you do if that happened? And this is your
first experience,
your first encounter.
No, he has to explain that to me first, because if I see a cage, I'm automatically thinking Lifetime movie. I'm gonna never go home. I'm gonna be crying. I'm gonna be texting you, him, everybody. Like, I'm over here. Please don't get me. That's what I'm going to say. If he hasn't explained it to me already. But I think, like, for me, like, okay, that reminds me of 50 Shades of Grey. And
okay,
I love
that's a good example.
And I love every episode, though. Like, I get turned on even watching it. So, like, I don't know. I guess because he in control. Like, I don't know. It's just... But if I was to walk into a rent like a regular person house and he got all that and I don't know what's going on, oh no. I'm telling you, I'm finna be texting everybody on my call list. Like, hey, he finna get me. But
so,
I mean, if they into
so
that, I don't mind trying it, because I think, to be honest, like, I guess. And this is going to be so weird because everybody is listening. But I'm into, like, anal. And I think anal is, like, it's painful, but it's also, like, satisfying at the same time. To me. That's just me because I don't want to speak for nobody else. But, like, anal for me is painful, but at the same time, like, I get really wet off of that. Like,
mm-hmm.
In the beginning it's painful, but then at the end, I'm straight.
So let me ask you this, because Gigi, and this is like a question to you and Gigi. Okay, Gigi.
Uh-huh.
So y'all meet, you and Gigi. He goes back to
uh-huh.
your place, Gigi. Y'all doing
uh-huh.
y'all thing, and she tells you that's what she wants. Gigi, what's your response?
Yeah, I'm not giving you're not getting anal on the first encounter.
Not the first time.
Tone, that's what you
See,
said. That's what Tone wanted. That's what Tone wanted to hear. That's what Tone. Okay, so hold on. Let's play that out.
Okay,
but
Tone,
play that
maybe
out.
On the third, maybe the third time. The third time, I think
See,
you more.
No, with me, this is the thing with me. This is what me and Gigi kind of differ. I'm
mm-hmm.
with whatever. Once we decide to have sex, I'm with whatever. Like we already decided to have sex. I don't know the difference in the first night or the third night. Like, if this would turn you on, this would be doing. If this would turn me on, I'm hoping that's what you're gonna do. That's how I.
And
know.
I like.
I don't need a conversation.
I
don't need a conversation.
And I like that.
We don't have to talk about it. Oh, let's stop
but see,
out the window.
That's how he feels. But that's how he feel, though, because he like, okay. I mean, I guess you can think of a bunch of different things, like, do she do this? But I don't know how deep you can go into it. You see what I'm saying? Like, with you, I feel what you're saying, because if you with it, then yeah, okay, I'm with it. But at the same time, like he's saying, if you just come saying that right on the first day, that is kind of weird. So, like, maybe the third time, yeah. But if you, like, you open-minded, so you like, I'm with whatever she with, then that's cool, too.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like it's that's like we are deciding to have sex, so let's go. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, let's go. Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
Gigi need a conversation. You got to text him 3 weeks in advance.
he needs He need a doctor and everything.
Everything.
I do need your records. I accept electronic records. But on a serious note, though, I just feel that there are still levels of doing certain things with a person, and not necessarily because a person isn't uninhibited like that, but just because there needs to be some type of progression. Like, if we do everything off top, then what else are we gonna do? Like, I want to build up the certain thing. I want to build up.
You cannot feel like that though. So you saying don't bear everything. So keep it low key from the beginning, and then towards like once y'all start getting more and more and more, then you show more and more and more. That's how you feel.
Don't do that with me.
In a sense. Now, I ain't saying we ain't going. I'm not saying we're not going all in, But what I am saying is I think that there are certain things that you just don't do off rip, but, you know, you progress.
Okay, is that a turn off for you? If somebody just started going full flesh in right at the, like, at the beginning, so you don't like that. So you want them bitch to act sneaky.
Yeah, he wanted a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah, now I don't like
of certain things though. Of certain things.
Because
I mean, for instance, so for instance, there ain't gonna be no handcuffs on the first encounter because I don't know you like that. Like,
okay,
I don't know you like that.
That's just like with the cage.
Right, so,
no. Because I'm going to call them.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. The only difference is whatever your preference is. You know what I'm saying? The only difference is whatever your preference is. I just feel like there's certain things that you have to progress to because for me, it's more than physical. There's going to be a very, very mental, you know, stimulation is going to be there, and that's going to help with the trust. Because you don't want to boil down to it, you still got to trust that person, right? And this is beyond, you know, STDs and COVID-19 and the semen and shit like that, right? So it's beyond that because you literally given a person a piece of your life, well, really all of your life is just in a sexual manner. So I do think that things should progress. And now how fast they progress, I don't have no limit on that. That's the one thing that Tone don't ever point out. Like, we can go to 0 to 100, but we got to start at 0, though.
Okay.
We still
got
to start at
0.
We can go to 0 to 100.
If you got cages,
but basically,
you got, bring it out. Let me see everything. Bring everything out because I don't want to see it a year down the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see, I want to know everything now. So it's like, okay, yeah, I like that. I'm with it. Or I could be like, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out of here. So bring me everything.
Because some people can put on a facade for as long as you need them to, though. You got to think about that. Like, they'll act a certain way, and that really not be them the whole time. So like,
but there's a level of trust, though,
is,
right? You still building trust.
And you are.
Yeah,
okay,
true.
So let me ask you this. So you don't, so every girl you smash, you intend to, the girl that you do smash, you intend to, like, try to be with them, basically. So you don't ever try to, like when you do be with somebody, you don't think, okay, this just was a smash and it's over.
This is smash and grab. So you gotta understand at this point. I'm 44. So my lifestyle is a lot different. My lifestyle is different than it was when I was younger. So where I'm at now, like so if we don't have anything, like we don't have any type of potential or anything like that, now we're not gonna have sex at all. Because
but what if she thinks you in the club though? Look, what if she's seeing you in the club? She's like, damn, I want to fuck him so bad. And then
I hope she feel that way. I hope she does. But here's the thing about it. You women aren't gonna get these draws that easy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't give
so
up the draws.
You ain't getting out the draws that
like
easy.
That.
They gotta do all the extra.
No, that's the thing. Well, they don't have to do extra. They just have to be, you know, authentic in who they are, and so we go from there. But, you know, you got to understand, like I said, you know, where I'm at and where, you know, and where I've been, you know. I've met beautiful women, successful women, attractive women and things like that. So that's cool. But what do you have beyond that? You know what I mean?
And so that's
what I think makes me a little bit more unique than the average guy, because there's guys that's like, look, man, she got it going on. She fine. You know what I'm saying? At least I'm going to hit that. I'm going to try to get her pregnant. I'm going to try to trap her, some shit like that. And meanwhile, if she can't add value to me
and I can't
add value to her, we ain't even going to go that direction. There's got to be some value.
You're right. But look, so do men really think, do men really sit there and say, I'm trying to get her pregnant? Do they really say that?
Yeah,
they
I've
may
heard,
not.
I heard guys say that. No,
like
I've
that,
heard guys
but
say that.
Yeah, dudes trapping. Dudes trapping all day
yeah,
long.
Yeah, they definitely
yeah,
do.
Of course.
Definitely.
You think
definitely.
So?
Definitely.
That's weird.
No, I
know.
No,
we're telling you. We're telling you. This is not hypothetical.
I know. I hear y'all, though. And I'm like, that's weird because I didn't even think that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, definitely. Men and women are opportunists. That's just kind of, you know, that's just life. And what's
but,
happening.
Gigi,
yeah. That's what,
let me, this
yeah.
is definitely the last question. I'm going to ask y'all this. Do you think men are afraid of, I don't want to say aggressive, but like women that know what they want? Because here's the thing.
Assertive.
On one hand, mm-hmm. a man will say, you know, he want a woman to be honest and, you know, however you feel, speak. But then when
yeah.
women do that, then it go to, like she said, a woman see you in a club and find you attractive, like, her intention is to have sex with you, then that's her intention. Like, I don't think we should be like, we shouldn't think like, oh, how many times she did this, or how many, maybe this is her first time. She just feeling good and the mood is
right.
You feel what I'm saying? So do
yeah.
you think men
yeah,
are,
that's good.
Do you think men are afraid of aggressive women? Or, I mean, I didn't mean to say aggressive, but women that know what they want.
Yeah, I would consider them assertive women, you know, because they not only know what they want, but they know how they want to go about it. So
exactly.
I don't want to get too deep into this, but, you know, this is my arena, so I love this shit. But, you know, so I think what's most important is a man has to be in a certain position himself. And if he's not in a certain position himself, then some, you know, a woman that would be considered, quote unquote, you know, successful, got her shit together and that type of thing, she can come off to him a little intimidating, because in his head, she's going to have expectations that he feels like he's not going to be able to make. Like, he may feel like, hey, you know, I need to match her, or, you know, I need to be able to take care of her and stuff like that. Meanwhile, she's just looking for a real motherfucker that's going to be transparent, going to keep it 100. And is going to be honest about his situations, because I feel like most women have ran into all kinds of dudes before, right? They've
mm-hmm.
already ran
yeah.
into the rich dude that'll take care of them and, you know, pay tuition and shit like that, cars and
mm-hmm.
clothes all her brother knows. Like, she's already ran into that at some point in her life. And then she's
yeah.
ran into a dude that, you know, ain't really shit, but he may fuck the shit out of her. And that, like, keeps them going for however long, until she's
mm-hmm.
like, you know what, this ain't enough, right? And then she's been with, you know, or entertained the dude that's like, he almost dead, but he ain't dead. So
mm-hmm.
either I'm going to have to help him get over the hump, or I'm going to just have to let him find his way. And she may not have the patience for that. So those
yeah.
are just three types, man. I don't know how many other types. Then you got the Xbox, PS4, motherfucker.
That's,
nah, just,
nasty.
You know,
that's one thing.
She can't
oh,
get
no,
rid
no,
of
no,
it.
No. Oh, no.
I'm just saying
ain't no
that
game. The only
people
play games is my son. That's it.
Right, but I'm saying that most women have came across them. Now, how you entertain them is up to you. I'm just saying
you're right,
you've
but
heard
of
that guy
like
before.
That.
Right,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying you've heard of that dude before. That's not an imaginary character. So,
and that's
so
not
all
that
being
thing
said,
that I hate.
I understand. So my thing tone is, dudes already have these preconceptions of what that woman wants before she even expresses it to them. So to answer
mm-hmm.
your question is, you know, I do believe that, you know, that those are a lot of guys out there that are intimidated by that woman. Now, myself, I'm not at all, because, number one, I know that beyond her success, beyond, you know, however she got her body to where it is, you know, her health,
uh-huh.
You know, where she's at from a spiritual, mental, financial state, I know that there's a story behind that, right?
Yeah.
And everybody ain't always had a shit together. There's a point
no.
where a person makes that 180. So in my mindset, right. So my mindset is, I'm going to have to get beyond all that, because as I get to know her anyway, she's going to express that. Like, you know, I've never met a woman that has a very nice, luxurious car and house that didn't tell me a story about how she had a raggedy ass car and she was in a 1-2 bedroom. Like, this is, I've never heard her not say that.
And what's so crazy is, and I understand, and believe it or not, some women, because I know for me, like, I don't want to sit at a table that I can't provide the same thing, at least, you know, equal to what they able to provide, or, you know, just a little bit under. Like, I don't feel comfortable sitting at a table where this is the person that's going to provide for this whole entire table. Like, that is a major thing for me. Like, that's why I never stick my neck out. Like, I'm real low-key, because I don't want anybody to come to me and I'm like, look, you living in a mansion and a this and a that. I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm still in a position to try to move forward and be successful in life. So, like, I duck and dodge all the time, you know, people who make more than, for real, I'm so serious. Like, I duck and dodge men who make more money than me or whatever the case may be, because I don't want to have to sit down and explain this table to them. You see what I'm saying? And even though I can take care of my own family, I can, absolutely.
Right.
But it's just the point. I feel like I've always been taught to be able to match what the other person is doing. So he won't feel like, or she won't feel like that they're doing it all on their own. So if I don't, if I'm not matching what you bringing, like, I don't even want to sit at the table. And some people think
you don't want to have that conversation.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but not everyone is understanding as you is that you are, because like some people. They'll say, okay, that's fine, babe. You know, I ain't got nothing to do. But later on in the argument is, oh, you ain't had this, that. You know, they bring it back up. I don't want to do that either. So for me, I just won't deal with it, period. I won't respond to the DMs. I won't respond to the text. I won't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just won't do it. And that's just me. Like, I'm not even about to put myself out there and, you know, that's just me, though. Like, I've came across a couple of people who had major money, but I know I'm not where I want to be in life, so I'm not even going to come and bring this baggage that I have with me to you, and then it'd be a situation later on. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody's not mature enough not to bring it up. Everybody's not mature to say, oh, well, when I met you, you was da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, you ain't have shit. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. And I have two boys who watch and listen to majority of everything I do, you know. My son, shout out to Jaden Williams, he's very supportive of me. And he's 14 years old, he's about to be 15. He's very supportive on everything I do, you know, whether it's me being in a bikini on Instagram or whatever. He's very supportive. And I'm not going to let, you know, I'm not going to put him or his brother in a situation where they have to be belittled. You see what I'm saying? So if this is what they know, then until I get greater, this is what it's going to be.
Right.
I'm not going to go seeking a man.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go seeking a man to sell us no type of dreams. And then, you know, the second he get mad or he get caught doing what he did or whatever the case may be, he try to throw it back. No, I'm not going to do that. That's just me, though. I don't know how other females think, but... You know, some people, you can come into, like, I could come to you and be like, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm not with you. You know, I don't know what people imagine people to be in their own little minds, but, like, a lot of people do struggle. But I'm not going to put myself out there to make seem like I'm just this old 100,000 making female, none of that. Like, I don't do that.
Right.
You know,
7-8 figures, that type of thing. Right.
Yeah. I'm the product. That's what I post, the product, and that's it. Like, I ain't, you know, my major accomplishment this year, I bought a 2020 Honda, you know. Like, I ain't going to pop it.
That's a big deal. That's dependable.
Yeah.
It's your happiness.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't have any miles on the car except the miles that I put on it test driving it. So, like, that was an accomplishment for me because I had a freaking 2004 Toyota at first. So, like, you know,
hey,
I posted that, but
that
was, yeah, that was it. I'm not going to live beyond my means to please anyone.
Hmm.
You know, how
right.
you think of me is how you think of me. I know who I am. So,
and
but I understand what you're saying, though. Yeah. And that's how they got to live their life.
Matters.
You can't please everyone. Got to employ hey. You got to please the important people.
Yeah, I dig it.
But
I did.
I hate to cut this short, but we are
yep.
super overtime.
I see.
I just want to give a big shout out to all the listeners because they all stay on rocking with us. We 40 minutes
yes,
over
thank
and they
you
still
so
on
much.
Rocking with us.
Wow.
So big shout out to all the people that called in. Portia, big shout out to you for taking time out your schedule to come rock with me
thank
and
DG. You.
Now before.
And
before
thank you
get
guys
off,
so much.
No problem. Before you get off, could you let everybody know where they can find you, your social media, website, whatever?
Okay, so my social media, my Facebook is Portia Green, P-O-R-S-C-H-A, and Green like the
yeah,
color.
Let me find you
that's
real
Facebook.
Quick.
That's Facebook. And for Instagram, I'm Portia911. And just follow me. I follow back. And thank you so much for supporting tonight. And thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
No,
it's
no
like
problem,
my first
no problem,
podcast. I'm so excited.
That's what's up. Gigi, can you let everybody know where they can find you, Gigi?
Yeah, definitely. Great show tonight. Pretty explosive. I just want to remind everyone that we have a very special show. I'm not giving all of the surprise out, but we have a very,
yeah.
very special show on September the 4th. Right, Tom? September the 4th? Freaky Friday, September
mm-hmm.
the 4th? Is that the date?
The 29th and the 4th.
Right, but the 4th is very special, but we can't announce too
oh,
much
ver- okay, yes,
about
yes,
that.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
So you definitely want these next two shows. You definitely want to stay tuned because we have a big surprise on the 4th. But you can find me on Facebook. I have a very fun page. It's very fun.
Uh-huh.
Just go to Malloy Rob, M-A-L-L-O-Y, Rob. And the profile pic is me drinking some wine with Gigi Ask at the bottom. So that's me. You can also find me Gigi After Dark on IG and Rob Gigi Malloy. And anytime you want to see what I have going on and keep abreast of what's popping, gigiafterdark.com, gigiafterdark.com. So that's how you can get to me. Tone, what it is, man. Finish us off, man. Good show tonight.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEI_Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell. Also, you can follow the radio show, GEI Radio, on all social media platforms. Again, we're here every Friday, 9 p.m. to, I'm just going to say 9 p.m. until. We always say 10, but it's never 10 o'clock. So 9 p.m. until we, ever, until we're ready to get off. Again, I just want to shout out all the listeners, everybody that pressed one and, you know, was talking to me, Portia and Gigi. Again, Portia, thank you for, you know, chopping it up with us. You was a great sport, dope show. Everybody
thank
enjoy
you.
The rest
anytime.
Of your weekend. Peace. See y'all next week.
All right.
Be good.
All right.
All right.